She felt such great loss. The death of her beloved husband and the wrong that had been done her left her feeling alone and unloved. Her society rejected her mostly because they didn't really know what to do with her. More than anything, they hoped that she'd have a son to take care of her or an extended family she could run to. The deep emotion of loss and frustration, pain and suffering finally got to her. She had had enough. So she did the unthinkable. She marched herself down to the city judge, who had quite the reputation. Not only was he not a God-fearer, but he also didn't have a shred of respect for anyone. True to fashion, the judge ignored her case. He wasn't interested in the series of unfortunate events that had struck her or the enemy that had done her wrong. Nevertheless, the widow persisted. Day after day, the widow brought her case to the judge. It got to the point where the judge felt as if the widow was giving him a black eye. Her mournful blows and her cries for justice finally drove him mad. The man known as the unjust judge actually gave the woman justice. Through it all, the widow never lost heart or lost confidence. And someday, having her case vindicated. Maybe today you're feeling like this widow. Whether you're a widow yourself or the receiver of unfair, unjust treatment, you came here to this place this morning looking for justice, mercy, and protection. Protection from the outside world. Protection from your enemies. Protection from yourself. Your cries for justice in the season of your life seem to remain unheard. And you've lost heart. And now, we have Jesus telling us another bad story to somehow teach us a good lesson. The bad story with its bad circumstances and bad character. What are we to learn from this? We're to learn that our judge is much, much better than the widow's judge. Our judge doesn't sit on his lofty throne, unconcerned with the needs of his people. Our judge not only fears God, he is God. Our judge prefers the company of sinners and widows to that of self-righteous persons. Our judge stoops down low, stretching his ear to the inhabitants of the earth. Our judge is Jesus, the Christ. When Jesus stoops down low and stretches his ear to us, he invites us to pray. Knock, so the door might be opened. Ask, that you might receive. Pray, so that you might not lose heart. One of the things I've learned in my walk with Christ is that praying can be quite a difficult task. When should I pray? What should I pray? Who should I pray for? Do I have time for prayer? How long should it take me to pray? This litany of questions leaves me, and I suspect some of you, feeling hopeless, defeated, and to be honest with you, a little disheartened. We get so wrapped up with what to say and how to say it, that we miss the other important part of what makes prayer prayer. We miss the first part of prayer, listening. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Before we rattle off our petitions to God, whether eloquently or sloppily, we must first listen to what the Lord says of us. Too often we listen to what this noisy, crowded society says of us. In many ways, we become like this widow, rejected, burdensome, abandoned, alone and unloved. This causes us to white knuckle our hurts and problems, destined to take revenge for ourselves. For those of you who have been around the block a few times, I'm sure you can attest to the harm that taking revenge does to an individual. It feels good in the moment, but it only plummets you deeper into the feeling of emptiness. When we take time to listen before speaking, we stumble upon quite a profound reality. Our merciful judge Jesus stoops down and stretches his ear to us because of the fact that we are his beloved. We are his elect. We are the ones who have the name tattooed on our foreheads. In the silence and in the stillness, Jesus stoops down and speaks to us his promises. I love you. Whoever might like you or not, you are mine. Build your home in me as I have built my home in you. Our judge is better than the widow's judge, because our judge knows us intimately. Our judge has respect for us because our judge is the one who knit us together in our mother's womb. Listening to what Jesus, our Creator and Judge, says of us helps us know his love and feel his love. In a word, it stirs up faith in us. In knowing and feeling the love of Jesus, we begin to open ourselves up to the God who loves us, to the God who calls us his beloved. Our clenched, white-knuckled fists begin to open. We realize that we are wholly dependent on the love and mercy of Jesus. And so we speak. And we give our prayers to the one who has made himself our advocate. Our short prayers and our long prayers, our sloppy prayers and our eloquent prayers, our prayers bathed in immeasurable joy and our prayers drenched in such deep sadness. These prayers become Jesus's prayers. And he takes them to the foot of the Father, who loves us very much. Unlike that unjust judge, our Lord does not delay in answering our prayers. He is quick to come to our aid. When we pray, writes Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, God gives us what we ask, or something better. Jesus seeks to make wrongs right, even if it isn't the way we think he will make them right. Today, I invite you to listen. Listen to what the Lord says of you. Listen to the baptismal name that he has placed onto you. Listen to the forgiveness that he gives to you. Listen to the ways in which he calls you his beloved. Listen to the way this parable shows us our good God gives us better gifts than the unjust judge. Then, and only then, speak your prayers to the one who has stretched his ear down to you. Open your hands to the Lord, that he might take your prayers from you and make them his. When you do this, dear friends in Christ, then your life becomes a persisting prayer to your merciful judge. You entrust yourself to the one who judges justly, the judge that does not delay long over you, the judge that loves you so deeply so. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.